I am turning on the recorder now. Okay, and you are being, the class is recorded. I put up the recordings online so that you can access them at any point and find out what happened in class if you're not here or if you're taking the class online. So I record all classes so you are always being recorded. Okay? So, my website is www.pgrosser.net. My email is, having problems. For some reason, this thing is not working correctly. So, I will come here. And here are my... You should have gotten an email from me. I will be sending out another email tomorrow that has this information in it as well. This is the main one. You should send a CC to this one. Okay, so the main one is p.grosser@rcn.com. You should send a CC to grosserbk1213@yahoo.com. The CC one at grosserbk, I will never look at unless I have a disaster. Okay, and something goes wrong with my regular email. So it is just that, it's a backup. Okay, so you should send a CC to that. I will be using the p.grosser@rcn.com when I do correcting and everything. But essentially, I download from the web and store everything on my hard drive, and I only have 20 days backup out on the p.grosser@rcn. And so if I have a disaster and I lose things, I will rely on being able to go to the backup. Or I will have to contact you and say, I'm missing something. So it's best to send it to the backup as well. Okay? So... Okay, so here we're in CIS 120. CIS 120 used to be called CIS 17, which is why you see the slash. Things that I had for that class that haven't changed, you'll still see headers on them that say CIS 17. So I just want you to know that it's the same class, okay? So, if you click on that, you will get to the class that we are currently looking at. Okay? The list on the side has about this course, and the main thing there to look at is the syllabus, obviously. Site resources. The audio that I am recording will be put up under audio lectures. The smart board, which I take pictures of the screen of the things that I write up here, will be under smart board presentations. So if you miss class, my notes will be under smart board and my audio will be under audio. And if you just don't get something written down so that you need to look up your notes, look up notes, the notes will be there. Okay, so you don't have to copy a lot of stuff that I put up there. The notes will be there, and you can go back and look at them. Okay, so if you go to SmartBoard now or Audio now, you can see that I've also got previous semesters. So you can look up things if from previous semesters as well. Okay, so I will put those up either tonight or tomorrow morning. I'll put up what happened in today's class, and you can access them. Notes and handouts, examples, programs, and presentations are all providing information that you can use. I would not spend an awful lot of time looking at things in those areas that I'm not covering. For example, our first topic is going to be HTML. So I would come over here and under examples, it would be HTML I would look at. I'm not looking at access yet, so ignore access until I get there. But I would look at HTML. So I would go over here to examples, and I will tend to point you to the right place. But the things to look at are the things that have the same heading as what I'm covering in class. So you can check out examples. When we get to programs, you can check out programs. The presentations tend to be slightly old because I'm now using SmartBoard more than I'm using presentations. But they still, in lots of cases, have information that's useful, so I've left them up there. Okay. Down below, assignment summary will summarize where we stand. So this week there are two assignments, and I've listed those under this. Okay, next week I will add week two, so I will keep an assignment summary there so that you can use that to check off and make sure you've done all of the assignments. Okay, so this is an assignment summary. The weekly schedule I will add every week. I do not take down the previous week. So all 15 weeks are there at the end of the semester. All 15 weeks will be there. Okay? What I want you to do that week is listed here. And down at the bottom, under assignments, are the assignments that you have to do and pass in. Okay? There is a survey I want you to take, and I want you to send me an email telling me you've taken it. And there's an HTML page that I want you to write. Well, I'm going to start going over HTML today. I will go over some more of it on Tuesday. I will not have covered everything you need to do the assignment until Tuesday. If you want to look ahead, that's fine. But in fact, I won't cover everything you need to know to do the assignment until Tuesday. It is due the following Tuesday. I usually give you a week. So it is due the following Tuesday. So if you want to get started on it with what I've taught you after today, then you can. But again, it's not due until February 4th. Okay? So it's due February 4th. Okay, the syllabus, the important thing there is the percents. 80% of your grade is based on homework, quizzes, that kind of stuff. That's 80% of your grade. So, 10% of your grade is the final. So if you do the final and that's all you do, I don't have to do any work at calculating your grade. Okay, because 80% of your grade is homework. 10% of your grade is responsibility. In other words, I do not take off points on individual assignments. If the assignment is late, I grade it the regular way. I just grade it. But the 10% for being responsible is where I will cut off points if you're chronically late. If you're late a couple of times, that's fine. We're all late a couple of times. But if you start being chronically late, I'm going to start cutting off points on that 10%, okay? And if I get all the work in April, you can say goodbye to that 10%, okay? So you have to basically get things in on time or that will be impacted, but it doesn't impact individual assignments, okay? I send back work if it's not good. My goal is for you to learn the material. If you pass in something that indicates you haven't learned the material, I'm going to make comments and send it back to you without a grade. Okay? You have to fix and resubmit if you want a grade for that assignment. Okay? I was a student too. And I know that when I didn't do a good job on something and the professor passed back the lousy grade, I pretty much ignored it because I was moving on to the next thing. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not going to let you get away with that. Maybe I should have been a better student, but I'm not going to let you get away with that. So if it's not a good assignment, I will send it back to you, ask you to fix and resubmit. We can go back 3 or 4 times until you get it, but I want you to learn it. Okay, that's the goal here, is for you to learn it, not for you to get it checked off. So if you get something back from me saying fix and resubmit, I want you to do that. The only things that you can't fix and resubmit are quizzes. Okay, and occasionally in a test or something where, for example, if I give you something with all true falses and sending it back to you and asking you to fix it means you just have to change the true to a false, I'm not going to do that. But most of my work is not like that, and so I will ask you to fix and resubmit. Questions? Yes?
Do you send the grades back whether they're good or bad? Like, you just let us know as we're going?
No, I send back the grade for anything that I grade.
Okay.
But if I send it back and tell you you got to fix it, it doesn't have a grade.
Okay.
Okay, I find that if I gave grades, there are people who will be willing to accept the D, and that's not what I want. I want you to learn the material, so I'm not going to give you a grade unless you got it right, or close to right. Okay, I'm going to send it back.
Okay.
Okay, let's see what else I need to tell you. Homework is always due, with the exception of this week, because we got a half week, and so I couldn't cover everything today. Homework is always due the Thursday after I assign it. So anything I assign next week will be due the following Thursday. Anything I assign the week after will be due the following Thursday. It's always due the Thursday after I have assigned it. Okay, so that gives you a week to do it. Okay. So I will post things throughout the week, but we're done on Thursday. I might possibly post something on Friday if Thursday's class indicated there was a need for something, but usually I have everything posted by Wednesday night. And so you have basically a week to work on things and pass them in. They're due by midnight on Thursday. Okay. I was supposed to say other things, I'm sure, but I'm trying to remember what they are. Questions? Yeah.
What's the deal with the hybrid thing? Because I've never taken
okay. That. Yeah, no. That's one of the other things I was supposed to say. Thank you. I'd already said it the first class, so I'd said it. This is a hybrid class. Well, a lot of people teach hybrid classes where they only have class occasionally. I don't do that. I teach it more like student option. And I'll be honest with you, the reason this is a hybrid as opposed to a student option is I've got a fourth grandchild that's expected sometime in March, and I'm going to disappear for a week. So a hybrid class gives me that luxury that I can disappear for a week and go take care of my other grandchildren. So, I will be out for about a week, and that week it will be online. The rest of the time, I will be here almost all the time. If I'm not, I will post it on my website that I'm not here. But I will be here 90% of the time. You have the option of being here or not being here. Okay, so you can take the class online, or you can come to class, or you can mix and match. So I'm going to handle it more like a student option class, but it's listed as a hybrid to let
so
me go play grandmother.
Class, we can pretty much just do it online.
Absolutely.
And
I have some people that I'll never see.
Right.
If you choose to take it entirely online, that's fine. Now, I find that that's harder. I think it's harder to take the online class because if you're in class, you can ask questions when you get them. And somehow it's easier to pay attention when it's happening in class than when you have to look at the SmartBoard notes. And I don't video the whole thing because a lot of people just want the notes. So you have to kind of sync the audio with the smart board. So I think it's a lot harder to take it online, but you're more than welcome to. You just have to work at it.
Yeah, I just didn't know if it was like, well, coming in and doing stuff online, but it's just one or the other.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, I'll post all the assignments online.
Right.
So everything is online, but you're welcome to come into class and listen to what I have to say. Or do, well, lots of times we do projects in class too. And so if we do them in class, you're here doing them. If not, you got to do them on your own. Yeah.
Do we use e-learning at all, or do we do it all on your website?
All on my website.
Okay.
I don't use e-learning at all. I'm a firm believer in open access. And so my site is an open access site. I think evaluations, which I don't think they do in the spring, they have to do online because that has to be. But other than that, I do everything on my site. Any other questions? Okay. We will have help sessions. And take advantage of them. I can't tell you how important that is. We're going to cover a lot of material because this is an introductory course. And so I'm going to spend a week on one topic, a week on the next topic, a week on the next topic, maybe 2 weeks on the topic. We're going to move very fast and we're going to cover a lot of ground. If you get lost, we provide help sessions. Jess, who's sitting in the back, will be at the help sessions to provide help, and I will be at a lot of the help sessions. But Jess and I will be there. If you run into a problem where something doesn't make sense, come to the help session. If you just want to discipline yourself to getting the homework done, come to the help session. We find that at the beginning, nobody seems to come, and then they start realizing that this is a valuable thing because you can ask questions while you're doing the homework. And who doesn't like to have somebody you can ask a question to when you're doing homework? So it really is a valuable thing. We're going to start out with the help sessions meeting Tuesday and Thursday at 2. And I'll figure out a room and let you know. They'll start next week. And Friday, when do you want to do it? Okay, 10. So Friday at 10. And that one, you can stay a little bit longer probably. So we'll do one Friday at 10 and one Tuesday and Thursday at 2. If those times don't work for you, you can send me an email and suggest some other times. And if I get a lot of suggestions for a time, we can see if it will work out with Jess and with my schedule. But the help sessions are a time for you to come, and if you're struggling with something, or as I said, if you just want to do a homework assignment and be able to ask questions while you're doing it, come to the help session. Is that a hand against the wall or a question? More questions. You're helping me remember what I'm supposed to be talking about, so please ask questions if you have them. Then I'll remember what I'm supposed to be saying. Have I missed anything, Jess? Yeah.
Not necessarily a question, but I haven't received my Dream Spark email yet.
Yeah, that's the one I read.
Okay. I will check on that. Has anybody gotten them? Has anybody got a Dream Smack email?
It would be sent to our, like, BCC, Access BCC, right? Yeah.
I think it will be sent to Access BCC. It used to always go to Access BCC, but now when I go to my roster and send out mass emails, I'm finding that there's a mixture of emails. Some go to BCC and some don't.
Check your spam, too.
Yeah, and that's right, check your spam.
I have my BCC address auto-forwarded to my main one. Everything that goes there comes to mine. I haven't got it. I got it last semester. And
you really forward everything that comes to you?
Well, I have the BCC emails just auto set up. Yeah.
No, I have it forwarded, but not to my main email.
Oh, well.
Because 90% of the stuff that comes, I don't want to see.
I'm not nearly as important as you, so I don't get as much email.
I would never forward it to my main. I'd never get through.
I'm not scared.
So anyway, yes, it should have come there, and I think it forwards fine. But has anybody got Dream Spark? Nobody's got it. Okay, then they haven't gone out. They may have planned to do that yesterday.
I got the same one that I got like 2 semesters ago.
Okay. That may not work. You probably need a new one.
I still have to keep requesting a new password.
Okay. Okay. All right. I think we're done. So now we're going to start learning HTML. Okay. How many of you know HTML? Oh, tell the truth. Ah, come on. Usually I have at least one person in a row that can help everybody else. Huh?
I did it in high school.
Okay, so then you probably know it basically.
I kind of know some of it, but I don't want to be like, yeah, I know it, and then I don't know.
Coward. You probably know
well enough. Kind of.
We're not going to go that far into HTML. We're going to go into, I'm sure, a level that you went to. We have an HTML course that if anybody wants HTML, we teach there. But this one, what we're doing is going enough so that you can get up a website. And what I'm going to ask you to do is put up a website or a web page that introduces yourself to me and tells me a little bit about some other things. So that's the assignment that you've gotten. When you look down below, you'll see where the assignment is. I've asked you to also look at time management and to look at learning styles. So that's something you can do this weekend. Because I asked you to tell me on your page about your learning style and your time management. Well, you can do that this weekend prior to putting it up on the HTML. So that gives you something in case you're bored this weekend. This class, and that's the other thing I probably should have mentioned, is this class covers CSS. So you do not have to take CSS 101, or whatever number it is, I think it's 101, if you are enrolled in this class. You get CSS checked off, okay? So if you're enrolled in the CSS class, you do not need to take it if you're taking this class, okay? Okay, so I'm gonna start out, okay, back row, you've had enough conversation. It's all over. Okay, what I want to do is go through these pages here as far as we can get today. So we're going to start out with HTML5 intro. Okay, the pages are also over under examples. The same ones are there. Okay, so I'm going to click on the first one, HTML5 intro, and that's what it says. Okay, so I'm clicking on HTML5 intro, and that's what it says. Now when I get here, I am going to do a right-click view page source. Now depending on what browser you're using, it may say view source or it may say page source or whatever. I'm in Firefox, which is the one I always use, and I'm saying view page source. Okay, so it may say something different depending on what browser you're in. So this is HTML. This is the code that generated that page. Okay, so that page got generated from the browser reading this code. Now, we are in HTML5, and actually we don't have a complete thing for HTML5, but it's fairly close. The top line says less than sign explanation doc type HTML greater than sign. The less than and greater than sign are the things that tell the browser this is a tag, and tags convey information to the browser that it needs in order to do the page. So this is telling the browser that we're using HTML5, okay? There are different top lines you can put in there depending on what version of HTML you're using. This tells it that we're using HTML5, which is the latest version, so it's the one that they would like you to use. The tag below that says HTML, okay? If I left off that top tag, this would still work. But it would assume I was using an old version of HTML, but it would work just fine, okay? So this tag tells me I'm using HTML. Now if you come down to the bottom, you can see the same tag except it has a slash in front of the word. That says close HTML. So that tells me I'm done. So HTML tells me I'm starting, slash HTML tells me I'm done. Now, the web page has two parts to it, a head and a body. The head is really conveying information, and the body is showing what I want to print in this part of the screen that I have available to display information in. So I start out and I have the tag head, and it's followed on the next line by the tag title, and the tag title says introduction, and then I close the title. And you can see that introduction is up there in the top left-hand corner. So the title goes into the top left-hand corner. And then I close head. So the head is now done. Later on, we'll look at some other things we can put in the head, but that's what I've got there for now, is just the title. So now I'm in the body. And in my body, I am putting one paragraph. P stands for paragraph. So I'm putting one paragraph. And the paragraph has this sentence in it. And then I close the paragraph. That's all I'm doing. So I close the body and I close the HTML. So that is a very simple, very basic HTML page. Now, when I am done, I save this page. First of all, let me back up a minute. You need to write the page in a text editor, which if you're on a Windows machine, means you're going to write it in Notepad or Notepad++ or something like that, not in Word. Because Word, like other Microsoft products, fixes everything for you. So it throws in a lot of extra stuff, and you're not going to see the right things. If you're on the Mac, what's the name of the text editor on the Mac? I guess we don't have anybody using a Mac. Okay, there is a text editor on the Mac. So if you have a Mac, you can use that text editor. I save it with a .html extension. So I write it in Notepad, I save it with a .html extension. You can also use a .htm, but most people use .html. Okay? So I save it with a .html extension. Then, when I want to see the page, I go to my browser, and I just find the page and I open it. So if I save it on my T drive or save it on my disk, I can go and find it and open it. So I'm going to be opening it in a browser and it will display. So this one is out on my website, but you can see that I opened this page, which is html5intro.html. It's just that I was opening it from a server. It's out on my server. Okay? And we will write one in a couple of minutes, and then you can try writing it, saving it, and putting it up. And we'll do that in a couple of minutes, but I'm going to add a few things before we do that. Okay? So, now I'm going to move on, and I'm going to pick up the second one. And again, you're going to do view source, or view page source, whatever it says. So there's the code that generates this page. I bring up the page, and then I right-click, and I select View Source or View Page Source, and I can see the code that caused this to happen. You can see I still have Doctype HTML. I start my HTML, my head simply has a title, and then I get to my body. I put in a paragraph. I wanted to skip two lines between the two sentences in my paragraph, so I put in two things that say BR. BR stands for break. BR is like hitting the enter key on your computer. It just moves down to the next line. So by putting two BRs, it moved down two lines. And then it finished the paragraph by writing the next thing. When I was done with the paragraph, I closed the paragraph. Then I wanted to make a list. And my first list is OL, which stands for ordered list. And you can see it comes out with the numbers 1, 2, 3, because it's an ordered list. Okay, it's in order. OL stands for ordered list. And I have within it some items that I want in the list. And LI stands for list item. So I have three lines that have an LI and a close LI. And those are the three items in my list. And then I close the OL to say that my ordered list is done. Then I put in a line. Now, this is not inside a paragraph. It just is a line. XHTML would never have allowed me to do this. HTML5 does. So I have that in there. I could have put this inside a paragraph. I could also have put it inside a... Inside a division. Instead of P... I could have DIV as the tag. DIV means division. Now, a paragraph, oh good. I don't know what is wrong with this thing, but I've got to find out from somebody. A paragraph skips a blank line. There's a seat over there. And there's one back there. No, it isn't. You're just not seeing up close. Okay. A paragraph skips a line after the paragraph is done. Okay, so the paragraph was done, it skips a line. A division does not skip a line. Okay, so if you use a paragraph, it skips a line. If you use a division, it does not skip a line. I can use a division in place of a paragraph. I would just write DIV instead of P. Again, I wrote this line and I did a BR, which means move down. And then I started an unordered list. And the unordered list gives me bullets as opposed to numbers. So I'm getting bullets as opposed to numbers. I close the UL, I close the body, and I close the HTML. Okay? Questions? Okay. This is far enough. Do it. Okay, so bring up Notepad, write a page similar to mine. Save it with a .html extension, and then try opening it in the browser. Okay? And I'm going to do it along with you. So I'm going to open Notepad, and I'm going to put in here Doctype HTML, and then I'm going to put in my tag. So I'm writing this. And you do whatever you want to do. I'm just putting one in here. And here I'll put in a division, so I put in division. And then I will put in an audit list, and I will say first, second, third, and if you're totally lost, put up your hand and Jess will come around. And I will too after I finish doing this. Okay, and now I think I'll quit, so I'm going to close my body and close my HTML. Okay, so I've written my page. Now I am saying file, save as. I should have mentioned before that it would be a great idea to bring a flash drive with you so that you can save everything you do in here on your own drive. If you want to save stuff on our computer, use the T drive. When the computer reboots, everything that you save that is not on the T drive will get wiped out. So if you want to save something and hope that you get the same seat tomorrow, you can save it on the T drive. Okay, but anything you save any place but the T drive will not get saved. So I'm saving on the G drive, and I'm going to call this first .html, and I'm changing the type to say all files. Okay, so I'm going to save it on here with the name first.html, and I change the type to all files. Probably it would not be a problem if I didn't do that, but occasionally you'll get it adding a .text if you don't do that. Okay? So I'm saving it here, and I click on save, and it saves. And now I'm going to open it, so I go to file, open file, and I go to my drive, and I click on first HTML, and it has just opened my page. Okay, so now I've got my page open, and if I do a view page source, I will see the page that I wrote. Questions? You probably should hang around after class a few minutes and find out where I went. Questions? Yep. I think I just didn't say that I pressed on it. And as long as you get down to the next line. Basically, the answer to the question is results unpredictable.
Yeah.
Because depending on what browser you're in, it may, you know, who knows how it will do it.
Did you miss?
I'm talking about the class. Questions? Has everybody got a page up? Just go to the browser and find it where you stored it. That's to keep it. And open it. And click on it. You just have to go to the browser, find it, and open it. If you're having a problem, Jess and I can come around and help. But we got to know you're having a problem. Yes. Okay, Jess. That's okay.
Okay, so I wrote it, and then how do I save it?
You do just a file save as, file save as, and then you put a name in there somehow. You should not have, by the way, embedded spaces in your names, and I'll talk about that in a second. So whatever you want to call it, and then .html. And then change the save in as type to a all files. And then save it. And you're putting it, well, actually, I'd go to the T drive. So come down here. And there's the T drive. So now save it. Just click on save. Okay, so now go to your browser. So you can just click on Firefox or whatever you want. Okay, and do a file, open file, and go to the T drive, yep, and then click on it, and there it is, okay? One of the worst things that Microsoft ever did, in my humble opinion, was to allow you to have embedded spaces in the names of things, okay? Kill that habit, please, because in a lot of things you do, you can't have embedded spaces in the name of something. A space indicates the end of the name. So you can't have embedded spaces in the names of things when we start doing programming. And so it's a good idea to get rid of that idea and just name things without embedded spaces. Obviously, you can do it in Word. You can actually do it in most things. But it's a pain when you start to try to open it. Yeah. Yes, the T drive is the thought space, and that's the one place you can save that it will be there after the computer's been turned off. But again, I will go out and have everybody buy a flash drive. It's the best way to do. Bring it in, save everything you do on a flash drive. Yeah. A space between two letters. So if I write my name as Priscilla Space Grosser, I've got a space in here. Okay? When you look up here, you don't want to see a space in the name. I wrote it in the browser. Well, when I go to save it, okay, if I save this, where did I have it? If I save this as file save as, and I save it as myfirst.html, and then I save it. Wait a minute. Then I come up here and I say file open, and I open myfirst. It works just fine. Okay? But in a lot of kinds of things, it will not work fine. And so it's just a good habit to get rid of. That's the embedded space between my and first.
Oh, I see.
Okay? The better way to write that is camel case, which would be, if you do camel case, you do MY and then a capital M, and that breaks up the two words. Or you do an underscore between my underscore first. But using embedded spaces, yeah, I can get away with it with this. Yeah, I can get away with a new word document. But there's a lot of things you can't.
And one more thing is, I didn't quite hear you with the save thing. How did you not save it?
Just do a file save as. And then write a name without an embedded space. .html.
Right,
.html. And then change the save as type to all files. Yep. And then scroll down on the left column and you see the T drive. And there's the T drive. Yep.
All right.
And save it right there.
All right.
And then you can find it. Okay, so when I'm saving it, I again will do a file, save as, and I scroll down, if I want it on the T drive, I scroll down to the thaw space, which is the T drive. I put in the name and then I put .html. Yeah.
So in mine, I had an embedded space in the title, but when I opened it in Chrome, that's what I used. For some reason, put in a %1D in the...
Yep. And that's covering for the fact that you have the space there.
All right.
And
so,
if you don't have the space there, it won't do that.
Okay.
And in fact, if you start getting that, you really don't want that. Because it makes, how do you explain what your address is to somebody? Okay? So, it's a lot better to avoid that. Some browsers will put that in, some browsers will leave the space. Questions? You had one a minute ago. Do you still have it?
Me?
No, him.
Yeah, I just can't get this to work.
Okay. Okay, Jess is coming. Okay. All right, I'm going to go and look at the next one. How am I doing for time? Oh, we got loads of time. Okay, the third one. Okay, this third one is the ability to link to another page. Okay, and one of these links works and one of them doesn't. So if I click on another page, it brings something up. If I click on new page, it brings this up, which is my error listing. I should probably have changed that. But this one will connect to a page. This one is an error. Okay? So we're going to talk about how I did that. So bring up the page source. Okay. I'm just waiting a second so that he doesn't miss what I'm talking about. Okay. Okay, so here is the way I can do a link. A stands for anchor, and H reference tells me the reference that I want to make. I want to go to this page. So I tell the A as a tag, and notice the greater than sign isn't until over here. So I am putting the H reference inside the A tag. Okay, I'm putting the H reference inside the A tag. Now, I am referencing another page, something called anotherpage.html. Anotherpage.html is stored in the same directory, so it can find it. So it is stored in the same directory as the page I have loaded. So it goes to the same directory and looks. If the page is not in the same directory, then I've got to put a path there so it can find it. Okay, so for now, life is simple if I put it in the same directory. Okay, if I don't put it in the same directory again, then I need to put into a path. So if I had it in a subdirectory, I could put directory slash. If I want to, I can put in an entire path. Okay, so if I decided I wanted to, I could put in an entire path, and I'll do that in a minute. So, I have links to two pages. This page exists, another page.html exists. New page.html does not exist. So an error is going to come up if you click on that. So try clicking on that and you'll see an error. Okay? And the... Right. And the error happens to be what my default errors page is, and I should change that. I keep forgetting that I should put something in there that says error in big words, but it's my default error page. Okay, if you were running this just off our computer, not off my site, you would see the standard error. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to copy this. So I'm going to do a copy. And I'm going to come in here and come into Notepad, and I'm going to paste it into Notepad. Whoops. Control plus. Oh, that's right. I forget which one I can do to make it bigger. There. That is bigger. When I do view source, it's another set of keys that you hit. Okay, so I'm going to change that H reference. And I'm going to put in here that I want to go to my home page. So I'm going to say http://www.pgrocer.net. Okay? So I have put in here the entire address to find that particular page that I want to link to. Okay? So I am changing that, and I'm going to call this Grocer homepage. So there's where I call it. So I am saying now, ahreference, go to that page, and this is what will appear on the screen. So if I save this, and I'm going to call this linkme.html. I can call it anything I want to, but I called it linkme.html. And I'm saving it. So now if I come over here and say file, open file, and I put in link me, it now says Grocer homepage. And if I click on that, it now goes to my homepage. Okay? So it now goes to my homepage. So, again, looking at this, I have the anchor. Within the anchor, I write hreference equals, and I write where I want to go. If I just write the name of the page, it has to be in the same directory. If I know the whole address, I can put in the whole address. If you understand how to link back and forth between folders, you can put in partial addresses. And if you don't understand that and you're in CIS 121, you will soon. So that will be covered in that class. Then after the A is over, And again, that greater than sign that goes with the A is after the name of the page. Then I write the words that I want to be up there. And since I told it was an AH reference, it underlines it and makes it blue as a default so that I know it's a link. Then I have a slash A to mean I'm all done with A. And then I have a BR to move down to the next line. Okay. Now, notice on my page, I just wrote .net. I didn't put a page name in there. And that's because I have a default page in my site called index.html. And if you don't put in the name of a page, it defaults to index.html. Okay, and I have a page called index.html. So if I come over here and I write slash index.html, I get exactly the same page. Okay, so if you don't see a page name after an address, that means that it's going to go to the default page. And I think home also works. I think it will go to either index or home if you have a page called home.html. But index always works, and that's the one most people use. So I have the page called index, and this is the index page. Okay? So if I do a view source on this page, okay, this is my page that I wrote. Okay? And you can see all of my AH references here, where I AH reference to the different pages for the different classes. So those are my AH references, where I'm sending you off to all the different pages for all my different classes. Okay? And if you look up at the top, it says pgrosser.net/index.html. There's the name of the page. So if you have an address, and it's a lot easier to tell people, my page, my home site is www.pgrosser.net, and not have to add a page on. So I make the first page called index.html, and then I don't have to tell them the name of the page. It defaults to the name of the page. So it's a lot easier to say to you, go to pgrosser.net, than it is to say go to pgrosser.net/ and give you a page name. Okay? So that's just makes life easier. Questions? So that is how I can link to a page. And you have to have that ability if you are doing a bunch of pages. Mm-hmm. Questions? Okay. The next one is the CSS list. So that's the fourth one down. Okay, what I'm doing here is I am adding some style to my page. I'm making it look nicer. Okay, and the way that I add style is I now have something else to put in the head. And what I'm putting in the head is something called a tag called style. So I'm saying style type equals text CSS. This is CSS. CSS is a style for HTML. originally HTML was developed by scientists for scientists, and they wanted to convey information, and they could care less about what it looked like. Okay, that's not the web today. So style first got embedded in the pages, and that was kind of messy. So they decided to make styles separate, so that the page has content, and I put the style separately, so that I can give a separate look and feel to it. Okay, so within the style, I pick the tags that I want to impact. So I decided I wanted text to default to red for the body. The body is my big overriding tag. The whole thing is in the body. So I said, for my body, I want the color to be red, which means I want the color of the text to be red. I want the letters to be in red. And we'll talk about how they get in green in a minute. So to do this, under style, I put body, which is the name of the tag. Notice I don't put the less than and greater than. I just put the name of the tag. Then the things that I want to have happen to body, I put inside curly braces. Okay, those are curly braces. And I write there, color, colon, red, semicolon. And this is basically saying, I want the color associated with the body to be set to red. Now there are a bunch of words, like color, like text-align, that style understands, and I have to use one of those. And if you go look up CSS, they'll give you a whole vocabulary lesson. And then I put the colon, and then I tell it red. I can tell it colors, or I can give a code for red. It doesn't matter whether I give the name or the code, I'll be there in a second. Mm-hmm. Essentially, it used to be that the names were only for the major colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue type. Now they have skylight blue, midnight blue, da-da-da-da. So every color gets a cute name, and you can put the name in there. Or you can put a code in there to tell what color it is. And if you go do color CSS and Google, you'll get a chart of colors. Then we'll tell you what you can do. Yeah.
I was just gonna ask, do you have to indent where it has the curly braces and where it's
no.
red?
No.
It's just to make it look like
better. It's for me.
Yeah.
Purely. I could have written, the question was, this indenting. I could have written this all in one line. And it would work just fine. Okay? I know myself. I tend to skip curly braces. If I put them on their own line and they stand out, I remember them. So that's me coding to my weaknesses. And if you don't have the same weaknesses, you can code it in a different way. Lots of people would put the curly brace here in front of the C and here after the semicolon. And they wouldn't put them on separate lines. As I said, I tend to be careless. And so that fixes things for me. Okay, then I come down and I said, okay, all paragraphs, I want them to be text-aligned center. Okay, so anything with a P is going to be aligned in the center. So clearly those must have P's on them because they're aligned in the center. I also want them to have a color. Oh, no, I didn't change that. I want them to have a font size of 2EM, which means twice normal. 2EM means twice normal. And then I said LI, all LIs I want to be green. Well, I've already told it that I want font to be red, but essentially that's default. If I tell it a specific thing should be another color, then it follows that. And anything I didn't talk about makes it red, will be made red. But when I say I want LIs to be green, it will say, okay, I'll change the red to the green, and the LIs will become green, okay? So basically, I have now added a little color and a little bit of other things to my page, yeah.
You're saying it's a paragraph, right? designated character.
Say that again?
You can do the same color designation for paragraph, right? Just any item?
Yes. Okay, yeah. I just decided to leave the paragraphs, whatever, red. Okay.
And I could have made this top one an H1, which would be interesting. Let me, how am I doing? Yeah, I have a few minutes. So I'm going to do edit, select all, edit, copy. And I'm going to come over here and do an edit, paste. And I'm going to save this as files, save as CSS, another, or something. Whatever I want to call it. So I have now saved that. Okay, so I can just copy and paste and save it. And now I can go back and make changes to it. So I've decided I'm going to make this a paragraph, but I'm going to change this and make it an H1. And let me try to make that a little bit bigger so you can follow what I'm doing.
Control in your mouse wheel.
Say that again?
If you use control in your mouse wheel, that'll scale the text up and down.
You mean by highlighting and doing that?
No, just controlling the mouse wheel back and forth will scale.
Well, control in. I didn't hear you say control. Yeah, no, I'm not a big manipulating my fingers well. But good to know. It's really funny, I avoid that. Okay, so now I've got this, and I've got an H1. I can also put in here an H2, which is another header. And I can put in an H3, which is still another header, and I can go all the way down to H6, which is going to be teeny tiny, a tiny header. So I've got headers here. Now my headers, I am not designating a color for, so they're going to take the default color of red, okay, because I haven't taken a color for them. So I'm going to say file, save, and then I am going to open this page. So I'm going to do a file, open file, and what did I call that? CSS another. Okay. So here I've got my headers. I can use H1 tags down through H6 tags to make different size headers. Headers automatically go bold, and the headers automatically skip a line after the header. So I've got these headers in there now, and then I went to a paragraph. If I wanted to have the headers align center, I could put them up here and say H1, I want to align center. And it would be text align center that I'd write, and it would align to the center. Okay? So if I come in here and I go back to Notepad and CSS another, and I put H1, and I can say text align center, and then I can say color blue, and And then when I do a refresh, it's now blue, and it is aligned to the center. Okay, so I get to set up style any way I think looks good. And I can put in the style to make my things, you know, different colors, different alignment, different sizes. The 2EM got me a double size. There's a lot I can do with it. We're only looking at some of the basics. Because again, the goal here is you're going to write a page for me introducing yourself and telling me about your learning style and your how you plan to manage your time to pass the course. I should probably also have told you that about half of you won't make it. And you know why? You're not going to do the homework. If you do the homework, you're going to pass. I am available for help, just as available for help. We'll work with you like crazy if you try. And a half is probably too high. Probably, yeah, somewhere between a half and two-thirds pass. So it's somewhere between a third and a half that won't make it. And it's because they don't do the homework. So get on top of it. Stay on top of it. If you run into problems, contact us. Don't wait. Okay? Because I'd really like to pass everybody. Okay. That was my parting note, I guess. Okay? All righty. See ya next Tuesday.
I'll try and get it done later.